This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the program. Welcome to it. And I do want to say thanks, by the way, a special shout out to Kiva, one of our normally weekend affiliates in Albuquerque on the FM band. They're with us tonight.
And really?
They'll have us on tomorrow night as well, because the normal afternoon.
The KIVA?
Yep, and Friday. So, yeah, all for the rest of this week, we're going to be on KIVA in Albuquerque.
Because
the normal host of their afternoon show, he's the program director, he's taking some time off, so he just popped us on the air. So, welcome.
Cool. Happy to fill in.
Yeah, if you're listening to us live, and you are, if you're in Albuquerque, feel free to jump into the discussion. We've been talking about social media as this concept. Is it over? Is the beginning of the end? Is that what we're witnessing now? Or is it just a bump in the road and we're going to see it sprawl into other things?
I think we're seeing evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I think there have been some people who have attempted to create some, we'll call it data-centric things. Like, do you remember a thing called MadeSafe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had one of the spokespeople for that on the show multiple
massive
times.
Massive array, internet disk, secure access for everyone.
Yeah.
Which is a big acronym, MADE, M-A-I-D, SAFE, S-A-F-E, a big mm-hmm. acronym. What their concept was is they just wanted to give data permissions back to the individuals. They wanted to sort of encapsulate your personal data into one bubble, and then you would have to give voluntary permission to any other thing you shared your personal data with. And you could be like, I only want to share my name, I only want to share my address, I only want to share my phone number, I don't want to share
anything.
That would
be nice.
Right? Like, they would put the control back into... And so, like, those ideas...
I thought it was also supposed to be like a decentralized internet where hosting could be done through...
Right.
The whole, like, a crypto network, basically.
Right. So these ideas, and they're not the first one, that's just the one I remember off the top of my head. There's been several other organizations attempting to do similar things over the course of time that have, you know, maybe they're still in development, or maybe they failed and they're morphing into something else.
Did it ever come out, MadeSafe?
I don't think it ever, like, actualized as a thing, but I think some of those people still have those ideas and are morphing into other places, and I think what we're seeing, of course, is the evolution of individual data on the internet. It's going to continue along this social media path for a while, right? People are going to invent new ways or new features or be more competitive with the features that they currently offer or don't offer. Like Musk has said, oh, we're going to offer long-form video streaming like YouTube, right? So, you know, they're going to start cutting into each other's, you know, methods or competition, right? They're going to start competing more with each other. And so as these large social media companies homogenize, if you will, and start offering similar services to each other, well, that's just going to open up an opportunity for these all to morph back into one of these decentralized sort of data management companies where you subscribe to a service for a fee, and then you voluntarily decide how much and what data you want shared with what companies. And I think that's a good thing in the long term. In the short term, it's going to be kind of chaos. I think we're beyond the days of seeing, like, a new social media company sort of come out of nowhere and everybody mass exodus like they did from MySpace to Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see anything like that again. I think that was just sort of a thing about the beginning of the internet, the beginning of what's known now as social media, that mass exodus thing. I think it'll happen in the ways that it's happening now, which is somebody gets a little mad at Elon for buying Twitter, and so they're looking for alternatives, and they found Mastodon.
Yeah.
Great. Far out, solid, and right on, please. And, like, explore more of that. Why is that a better idea than Twitter? Right? And for the people who are moving, even if you haven't moved and you're considering moving, or if you just want to open another channel for social media, maybe you're a content producer, maybe you're a musician, an actor, whatever it is that you're doing on social media, you want to promote yourself more, you should be on all of the social medias, at least that are relevant to you. And so if you're looking into joining Mastodon, find out why it's better. Find out what is different about Mastodon versus Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and, you know, all the big ones.
Well, the other thing you want to do if you're going to join Mastodon is make sure you pick the right server for you, because there's some people who've been complaining. I've seen posts popping up on Twitter of people who are bemoaning the fact that they joined some Mastodon server and got banned because they had an opinion that the administrator of the server didn't like. And they're trying to make it sound like, oh, this is all Mastodon. Mastodon's bad.
Probably don't understand how it works.
Right. They did not go through the education process before joining.
Well, because you don't have to do that with most social medias, right? When you sign up on, I mean, you probably should look into it, but people can just make a Facebook account and then that's it.
Again, the educational part is what I'm talking about here. This is the evolution.
Yep.
It's about time people who are on social media, who have maybe they've been on Facebook forever since its inception, and they don't know any other social media or how to interact. Well, time to learn. This is evolution. Yep. Evolution requires learning.
By the way, MadeSafe is still around. It's apparently in an alpha state right now, which for listeners that don't know, that means it's a very early release.
I'm surprised. So, I've heard nothing about it for, I don't know, a decade.
Their current website is safenetwork.tech, if you're interested in going and learning more about that. So what we were looking at here is this article at MSN that's kind of talking about the end of social media, and he's going into kind of the history of social media. What was it before social media? Well, we had social networking, and I think he makes an interesting distinction there. You know, because we were just, Catherine, you were saying, well, all of this stuff was social media going all the way back to the bulletin board systems in the day.
CB radio.
CB radio was certainly a social interaction. There's no doubt about it. But I think the distinction he's making, at least in this story, is that social media is more focused on the platform onto which you can cast, if you will, broadcast your media content, whether it be video, audio, or whatever, to a larger audience of people you don't know. Versus social networking, which was you are kind of interacting with people that you do know.
You're in the club.
But that wasn't true necessarily with CB or with bulletin board systems. In many cases, you didn't know those people. So, I don't know. It's a little blurry, but he does make kind of an interesting argument that social media, he says, didn't start until around 2009 when people started getting smartphones. Instagram started, and he says that people were forging ties to people that we would mostly ignore. Social media offered platforms through which people could publish content as widely as possible beyond their networks of immediate contacts. Mm-hmm. Social media turned you, me, and everyone into broadcasters, if aspirational ones. The results have been disastrous, but also highly pleasurable, not to mention massively profitable, a catastrophic combination. Well, it wasn't profitable for Twitter, at least, because they haven't made a dime.
Apparently not, and I was actually very surprised to hear that.
Yeah, because it's a working platform, and it's been around for so long, you would figure that's the thing. Someone's funding it, but they're not making money.
Well, and like, let's not confuse Twitter not making a profit with people on Twitter not making a profit.
Well,
there are plenty of people on Twitter who are businesses, who pay for advertising, who promote their products and services to you, depending on the algorithm and what things you click. You know, so I'm probably going to get solicited for Bikini Fish Girls again after talking tonight on the radio about it. But like, there are people. That's what gives Twitter its value. Not necessarily that it's made a profit, but that other people, other businesses make profit while on Twitter.
The terms social network and social media are used interchangeably, but they shouldn't be. A social network is an idle, inactive system, a Rolodex of contacts, a notebook of sales targets, a yearbook of possible soulmates, but social media is active, hyperactive, really, spewing material across those networks instead of leaving them alone until needed. A 2003 paper published in Enterprise Information Systems made an early case that drives the point home. The authors propose social media as a system in which users participate in information exchange. The network, which had previously been used to establish and maintain relationships, becomes reinterpreted as a channel through which to broadcast. And that kind of describes CB, right? There you literally were broadcasting to an unknown audience.
Like, I don't really see how... I understand they've said a lot of words, but I still don't really see the difference between social network versus social media.
For me, it kind of does make sense how they described it. Like, previously, Facebook and Instagram was kind of more like a social network where it's pretty much people you know and you're sharing with them, whereas social media is YouTube, Instagram, where anyone can follow you, and you're kind of just, it's more public.
Yeah, well, think about
broadcasting to the world rather than just your family and friends.
And right, and when you signed up for Facebook back in the day, it was like, oh, where are all my friends and family,
yep.
right? Like, I went through the phase of trying to find my old classmates and things like that, and then I was like, why did I do that? More coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Does stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can
join the show here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, the Captain, Nikki, here tonight.
Present.
On this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Welcome to it. We are here live, as we will be throughout the holidays. So, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Tomorrow, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're here. Proper. We're here every single day. So, join us online anytime, of course, at freetalklive.com. We've been talking a lot about social media tonight, and we got our own site. It's a Mastodon site. You can go check it out at social.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for an account there. You do need to fill out a one questionnaire thing where you have to say why you want to join, basically. Put in some reference to Free Talk Live, and we'll get you in. It's no problem, because there's a bunch of spammers that are trying to get into the site, and that's how we keep them out, because they don't know who we are.
You want to name drop, you'd be like, Captain Kickass sent me.
Totally fine. That would work great. And then you'll get in there, and there's one of the cool things about this Mastodon is there's actually a bunch of different clients you can use, a bunch of different apps that you can download. So if you don't like app A, you can try app B, C, and D, and find one that's kind of got the look that you like, or the color scheme, or whatever. It's pretty cool, because it's open source. Social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. You can call in and talk about anything you want, by the way. It doesn't have to be about social media, although we've been looking at, you know, the question of whether or not social media is coming to an end. Is it the beginning of that end right now? Let's go to the phones, though. You can bring up anything with the Jacksonville caller on the line here. I'm sorry, I forgot to write your name down, dude. Go ahead. What's your name?
No problem. I'm your publishing house owner. I wanted to call in and talk to you guys about private property. Also, one of the advertisers that appears to be supporting the stream, and I've looked at their website. It's porcupinerealestate.com, I believe.
Yeah, sure. Mark Warden.
And I kind of wanted to comment real quick too on the social media thing, because social media is never going to go away. We've always had social media. We've had an exhibit in some of the most famous museums around the United States where people used to make posters, and this was their form of social media. Sometimes they just used text on the posters, and then they print out many of them with the printing press many, many years ago. And so even if we have to go back to that because we've been banished off every platform, that's fine. We're still going to do it.
Well, see, that's a good point. I actually brought that up earlier when the captain was talking about older forms of social media. He brought up CB radio, and I was saying, well, what about people posting in the old town square? You go up to a cork board, and you post the party, or you post the gathering, or whatever that you're going to have, and let people know about it.
To the caller's point, even when I was doing the band thing, out on the West Coast, yes, we had social media, as many accounts as we could possibly fathom to manage ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we also had we had groups in our cell phone, like a list in our cell phone that were like, you know, people who always come to our shows.
You'd message
and we messaged them specifically in advance of everybody else. It was sort of pre-Patreon stuff, right? You know, like, these are our super fans. We're going to make sure we communicate with them.
They'll come out.
And that kind of thing. But we also did handbills. We did posters. There was a website called, I think, Poster Giant or something like that, where you could take an image and upload it, and it would divide it evenly into 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, and you could print it out and assemble it at, like, the venue you were going to play. So you would have like a 5-foot by 5-foot poster on their wall. It was sweet, man.
That's pretty cool.
And so, but you don't ignore the analog because you have digital. You need to combine them both as a strategy if that's what you're trying to promote. If you're trying to promote your business or yourself or your music or whatever it is, you have to encompass all of it.
Anything else, caller?
Yeah, I mean, I've got so much for you guys, especially on this life, liberty, property thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not positive that this is the right advertiser that you guys are talking about, but this is a similar advertiser to many other groups that I've seen in the United States. I'm personally a professional who has published in the multifamily industry for many years for some of the biggest publications out there, like Move.com, Realtor.com, which used to be owned by HomeStore. And so I'm very familiar with this industry, and I've helped to publish for REITs, which is a conglomeration of money that runs these different large multifamily facilities.
Okay.
And the interesting thing that I'm finding here is that on their site, and on many of these sites, you know, it talks about property and land and investment and life and liberty. Mm-hmm. And those are all things that we all want, right? These are things that, are just...
Well, we don't all want that. I mean, some people out there really don't want freedom at all. They are they love being controlled. They love being told what to do. But the Porcupine Real Estate, for listeners that aren't familiar, it's a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live, Mark Warden. He's a Free State Project early mover, and he runs this business that helps people who want to migrate, the libertarian migration here to New Hampshire. He helps them get connected with available properties. That's
he helped
he does.
Me, actually, when I was looking for property. He came all the way out to Keene. He's based, you know, not
Manchester,
in Keene, Manchester. So he drove an hour-ish, hour-plus away to come and help me look at a property, and then was like, hey, look, I don't come out here very often. Can I hand you off to my, you know, associate here, a local person? And the local person was kick-ass, helped me out. She was great. So, yeah, Mark Warden.
Just to clarify, that's what they do. They help facilitate migration of libertarian activists here to New Hampshire. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. And on their website, it says that as well, it very clearly. And you're right. There's people that don't even want life. You know, they're pro-death for some reason. They want our children to be aborted and all kinds of weird things. There's people with Stockholm Syndrome, of course, where they worship their oppressors.
Sure.
They believe.
Yep. Yeah, we don't want those people here. They should stay far away.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cult, right? These are people who believe something different than the rest of the population. But for most of us, we believe in life, liberty, and property, and we want our own private property, right? We want to be able to have our own land that we can do with as we see fit, harassment free. And probably that's what you were looking for when you had him come out and show you some different properties that you could either invest in or purchase for your own or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the dream, right? I mean, of course, we all have governments to deal with which want to use violence against you if you don't pay them for their property tax extraction. So what are you leading at here? I'm not really sure where you're going.
Well, my end goal here is to inform everyone that when you buy up large multifamily facilities, like if you buy up a big apartment complex, you may have the best intentions of providing people with some kind of reasonable housing. And we have apartments all around where I'm at here in Florida as well. Some of them do contact me back when I ask them basic questions. Some of them don't. But none of them have a reasonable way of life. You know, they have all these guest policies where you can't have guests over for more than a couple hours or maybe more than a couple days, or there's certain places they have to park and they can't be too loud during this time or that time, or you can't have family over.
Well, it sucks having to manage people. I mean,
I was about to say that kind of makes sense why they would have, like, some forms of rules and regulations.
Yeah, hang on. I don't know. Again, I'm not really clear what the thrust of the call is, but I am curious to find out where he's going with this.
Let's find out.
Because, yeah, I wouldn't want to take on an apartment complex. That, to me, sounds like an absolute nightmare of having to deal with people. It's enough to just have, you know, a couple of properties with people renting, because renters can be real problematic at times, and man, nothing's worse than dealing with bad renters. More coming up here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This Thanksgiving, it may be cheaper to let someone else do all the cooking and cleaning. Inflation has seen prices increase in virtually all Thanksgiving foods, including the turkey. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of dining out has risen at a lower rate than the cost of dining in. Eating home has risen more than 12% in the last year, while eating out is up less than 9%. Police investigating the murders of four University of Idaho students in off-campus housing are asking for additional tips to help identify the suspect. Moscow Police Chief James Fry says any piece of information might help.
Even if you don't believe it is relevant, investigators will review and determine if and how your information builds the picture.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Thanksgiving Eve. We're here live. Phones are open, and you can bring up absolutely anything. We were talking about social media, and I think there's still some more to say about that. What's the difference between social networking and social media? Is there one? And is it all going to come to an end? Or will it be changing into something we haven't seen before? With you here tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, try that again.
I've been canceled.
Captain.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Nikki.
Let's go back to the phones, though, because we have Gregory on the line in Florida. He's a guy that's working, it sounds like, in the real estate business. He's been involved in the purchase of multifamily homes and apartment buildings and things like that. And he was kind of getting into his opinion about having these and operating them. Some of the, what I'm guessing is going to be the frustrations of it. You were kind of going over, Gregory. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You were just kind of getting into some of the difficulties of living on these places, but what about managing them? Well, I'm kind of not really sure where you're going with this, so go ahead.
Right, and I'm sorry if it's a little bit confusing. This is a complicated issue, and I'm really a publisher. I've been working publishing in different properties, both in the multifamily and in just the basic residential.
What does publishing a property mean?
But I am very aware of it, and I know it's a complex topic. What I'm really responding to is the advertising that's coming out from Porcupine Real Estate and other similar groups that are pushing things like liberty, life, and property, which I think most people would want if they're, you know, it all sounded all with logic.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that, but what we're doing is we're also pushing mostly multifamily investment properties. And I'm seeing that where I'm at here as well. This is just like social media, because when you're doing social media, you want to own your own social media. You don't want to just rent some social media and then have it deactivated,
sure.
All your contacts removed, all
your for sure.
You know what I mean? And you want that same thing with your property. And mm-hmm. So you don't want to have an apartment where you spend 5 years paying for all this apartment stuff for years.
Well, yeah, but for some people, having an apartment is the right thing to do, right? Like,
yeah.
They don't want to settle down in a certain place. They maybe aren't sure where they want to put roots down.
I mean, not to mention having money, being able to qualify for a mortgage if you need to go through the bank.
Saving for your down payment.
Or some people, there's a lot that goes into homeownership.
Yeah, it's
having,
a pain in the butt.
You know, the whole property. I mean,
things break and you got to pay for it.
Yeah,
if you're...
sometimes it's nice to be, for some people, they like the ease of just paying rent, living somewhere, and having their landlord take care of all of the rest.
And if you want to walk away as a renter,
yeah,
once
it's a
that
lot
lease
easier.
Is out, you can walk away from you know,
way
a problem.
Easier to walk away from a rental.
So, I don't know, Greg, there's ups and downs to both of these sides, you know?
Well, these are all arguments that people have made for many years to push rental properties, and they make sense. I mean, I've been a renter myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've rented properties all over the United States and Mexico, and I understand the reason why people rent properties. But really, if someone has the opportunity to own a property instead of renting a property, they're going to own the property. They're not going to rent it, even if they want less to deal with and less whatever. If they have a house, they can just hire someone else to manage it. They can just hire someone else to mow it and clean it and whatever they want, whenever they want to. And
right.
If they rent a place.
And you can even take, like, an existing property that you own if it's a multifamily and you move out or whatever. You can turn that over to a management company.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, and they'll do all the things. And so I have a question for you, and that is, where is the sweet spot with regards to multifamily properties? Because... like, my personal goal is I want to own, I don't know, two or three, you know, two, maybe three unit properties, duplexes, triplexes, that kind of a thing. And then, you know, when I hit 65, I want to be able to turn them over to a property management company where mm-hmm. they deal with all the crap, right? The renting, the re-renting, the collecting of the rent, the mowing, the snow plowing, the, you know, if something breaks, they call the plumber, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want those properties to sort of be my post-retirement income. So is that the sweet spot? Is there a better strategy for somebody like me?
Okay, my argument is going to be that these apartment communities, these giant mega apartments that are going up everywhere, all over North America, are not only harming our just basic lifestyle and our ability to live with our families, but it's keeping people from having a lifelong investment that they can then pass down to their future generations. And it's really keeping us from being attached to something that we can be proud of.
Yeah, I get the point you're making, because I do, and it goes hand in hand with city living, right? So we have these big cities. Everyone wants to live in the city because, you know, that's where the jobs are. That's where the hustle and the bustle is. So in order to cram all of these people in the cities, mm-hmm. we need to put up big apartment buildings. And even in more rural areas, we're seeing big apartment buildings. And it kind of does give a sort of disconnect to the land. So, like, say if you're renting and there's maybe only, like, three or four units, you can kind of use your property a little bit more, right? You kind of just share the outside space. Maybe you can have a shared garden.
Mm-hmm.
But in these massive apartment buildings where there's hundreds of people in one building, you can't really do that, and it's more just...
You got some crazy guy living above you stomping on the floor,
yeah.
Or somebody's having sex on the other side.
I can kind of see how there's that disconnect, and people get stuck in that where... A lot of people, you know, if you're working like a minimum wage job, you are never going to be able to afford a mortgage. You know, it's just mm-hmm. so hard to save up and be able to afford to buy your own house.
Well, thank the government for that, right?
Exactly.
Because of all of their inflation and taxes.
Stealing a fourth of people's paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's kind of weird, though, because as a single dude, one income, right, I own a multifamily property that I also own or occupy.
Mm-hmm.
And so... within the context of lifestyle, my lifestyle really hasn't changed, right? And that is to say, I live in an apartment, Yes, I own the property. Yeah. I have a tenant. I have a neighbor, right? You know, I still have to worry about all the things like being respectful to each other and, you know, that kind of a thing. You know, now I'm on the hook for like mowing the lawn and getting the driveway shoveled in the winter. But like, I was kind of on the hook for that anyway in some of the apartments I lived in. So it's really not that different outside of the paperwork and the responsibility. Like, I had a plumbing incident that I had to fork out some big money to take care of, you know, because this is what happens when you own a home.
Which would have happened if you owned a single-family home probably anyway.
Right.
Now at least you have a little bit of money coming in. Hey, thank you, Gregory, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. And happy
again,
Thanksgiving to you. The number here is 603-283-6160. He didn't really answer your question, but I guess that wasn't the point.
No, but I'd like to talk to that guy a little bit more.
Yeah, that wasn't the point of his call, I guess.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, or, Monday, or 7 days a week, sorry.
And I just like to clarify, my understanding of Porcupine Real Estate, because he brought them up a couple times, is not that they're trying to sell apartment complexes.
Like they sell all property. I mean, it's a real estate company, so if you want a multifamily, they'll sell you a multifamily.
Right. If you want a
single
family,
they'll help you with whatever you need. But I'm assuming most people that are moving to New Hampshire are just looking for single families. They just want a place to put their kids and their dog, you know.
They helped a guy I know who lived out of state, purchased just land, and he's been piece by piece, like, okay, I got to get the septic done. Okay, I got to get a well drilled. Okay,
I
got to
do it himself.
Right,
huh?
Just going through it a piece at a time to save on the financing so he doesn't have to pay one big chunk all up front. Porcupine Real Estate was key in helping him find this property.
Yeah, they're doing what you're saying, Nikki. They're connecting people with the properties they're looking for, and they are aware that a lot of people who are coming here, you know, if you're selling a house in California, you got good money. I mean, you know, in an area like San Francisco or Oakland or something like that, I mean, you got a bunch of money coming to Seattle, probably the same thing.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of money coming in. You can afford to get something a little bit nicer here. Less money than what you're leaving.
A drummer I know, when I purchased my property, I sent him the listing, and he was like, dude, for the price of my house, I could buy three of those.
Get a mansion.
And I'm like, why do you think I moved?
Right.
You're like, this is one of the reasons.
And so if you can afford something like a multifamily, and you're willing to deal with having those close-by neighbors like you have to do when you live in an owner-occupied, then there's opportunities for that, too. Triplexes, duplexes, maybe a quadplex, you know, if you come across one. But that can be very affordable and can help pay the, you know, pay for the, your bills and stuff.
And if I'm not mistaken, at least in New Hampshire anyway, you can have up to a fiveplex.
Okay.
Without
being an apartment complex.
Without it being a business, right, as an owner-occupied.
The number, and that'll keep you busy, you know,
a
five. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's a great way to, you know, not have as much responsibility with having to have a job if you can just run some properties and, you know, more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You know, it's Free Talk Live. I just want to make sure I wasn't canceled again.
No, no, you're here
the last segment fiasco. Good to have you, Captain. Thanks for coming in tonight.
I'm not usually here on a Wednesday, so no, I'm not familiar.
The number, if you want to join us, it is Free Talk Live. It's 603-283-6160. Ian, the Captain, and Nikki here in the studio tonight. Phones are open, as they always are. We were talking about social media, and we can get back into that. There's a story over at MSN. It's kind of an interesting piece asking, is social media dying? Is it on the way out? Finally, after, you know, dominating the last decade plus of many of our lives.
I mean, perhaps the thing that we call social media may die at some point and be replaced with something else. But
and will it be better or worse?
Well, I think that really all we're talking about is human communication, right? What has forwarded humanity over the course of history? Our ability to communicate en masse.
Yep, that's true. The printing press, of course,
printing
back
press,
in the day.
The telegraph. The telephone.
CB radio.
CB radio. Radio just in general. What else?
Pretty much you get up to the internet.
Yeah, I was about to say the internet.
Everything, like telephones, pagers, yeah. Right? All yeah. The in-between cable television, right? That is a network in and of itself.
It is, but cable's one direction, right? Like it's we
right,
broadcast, you listen, or you watch.
Sure, so is telephone, and so is radio to that extent.
Well, not telephones, but...
Well, okay, not broadcast, but...
Not like, CB. But CB, telephones.
CB can be, depending on the channel and, you know, your organization. Like, if you have a whole bunch of people, you're like, hey, we're going to get on the CB on Channel 24 at 6 p.m. on a Friday. Yeah. You can make that happen. But,
I miss those days.
Yeah,
I miss CB radio.
And I got in too late. Like I got in the 90s, and it was dying.
No, I got in before that, but I wasn't really in it. What I was is I was a kid who had, you know, some parental units and some uncles and things that were in it, and so like they all had handles, and I'm like, what is that? And they're like, that's not your name. They're like, oh, it's my handle. I'm like, what's a handle? And they're like, oh, it's a nickname. I'm like,
right.
So you have a weird name that everybody calls you on the radio.
And like, now you're Captain Kickass.
Like, yeah, I'm like, now I have a handle, and you know, so like, does it have roots in CB radio? Absolutely.
Sure does.
But it's humans communicating in mass, right? Whatever that looks like.
Yep.
And they've been doing it since technology has allowed. And so whatever the next thing is called, it's just going to be humans communicating in mass.
And that's true. So we're digging into this a little deeper. Did you guys have anything else you want to say about real estate, though?
No, not really. I mean, I always have stuff to say about real estate, but...
I mean, no, I guess it's fine.
Let's move on. So back to MSN.com's opinion piece here written by a gentleman by the name of Ian Bogost. And he has kind of gone through some of the history. He's brought up some of the old platforms like MySpace.
I don't know if I can handle like Ian reading Ian.
Too meta for you. He's gone through some of the old platforms and talked about what he says is the difference between a social network and social media, even though they're used interchangeably. He argues they should not be, saying a social network is an idle, inactive system, a Rolodex of contacts, a notebook of sales targets, a yearbook of potential soulmates. But social media is active, perhaps hyperactive, spewing material across those networks instead of leaving them alone until needed. And he talks about, you know, trying to reach a large audience with these platforms that they have now. He says a 2003 paper published in Enterprise Information Systems made an early case that drives the point home. The authors propose social media as a system in which users participate in information exchange. The network, which had previously been used to establish and maintain relationships, becomes reinterpreted as a channel through which to broadcast. Now, this was a novel concept. When News Corp, a media company, this is people that own Fox News, bought MySpace in 2005, the New York Times called the website, quote, a youth-oriented music and social networking site, complete with scare quotes around social networking. The site's primary content, music, was seen as separate from its social networking functions. Even Zuckerberg's vision for Facebook to, quote-unquote, connect every person in the world implied a networking function, not media distribution. The toxicity of social media makes it easy to forget how truly magical this innovation felt when it was new. From 2004 to 2009, you could join Facebook, and everyone you'd ever known, including people you had definitely lost track of, they were right there, ready to connect or reconnect.
I remember when you signed up for Facebook, it would ask to access your email contacts so that it could go and find
your
everybody
friends
that you knew using their email address. And so it did two things. One, it stole your entire contact book and all your email addresses. And two, it connected you with people based on their email address only, which may or may not have been people you wanted to connect with in the first place.
But he's right about the feeling of it, right? Like, it was this really unique feeling back then of like, wow, this is pretty cool. I can get in touch with all these people who I lost their phone number or they changed their location and I have not thought about this person in a decade plus.
There was a novel
there they
bit
are
to it. The same thing fueled, what was that website before it? Classmates.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. That was that same.
It was the first crack at it, but it wasn't as useful.
Right. And so LinkedIn has a very sort of in-between Classmates and Facebook vibe to it now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on that. I don't participate in LinkedIn. I find it way too invasive. Also, like, when I leave a job, I don't know that I want to be connected to the job that I left.
Yeah.
Right? Not necessarily because I got, you know, if I, like, you know, did something nefarious or whatever, or they fired me, like, that has nothing to do with this decision. What it has to do with is I like a clean break. Right? And I don't want to be judged upon, you know, what other people's accomplishments may or may not have been because I just happen to be associated with them. No thanks. I'd rather be evaluated for the accomplishments I make by myself and on my own and that are provable by me.
The posts and photos I saw characterized my friends' changing lives, not the conspiracy theories their unhinged friends had shared with them. LinkedIn did the same thing with business contacts, making referrals, deal-making, and job hunting much easier than they'd been previously. I started a game studio in 2003 when LinkedIn was brand new, and I inked our first deal by working connections there. Twitter, which launched in 2006, was probably the first true social media site, even if no one called it that at the time. Instead of focusing on connecting people, the site amounted to a giant ace asynchronous chat room for the world. Twitter was for talking to everyone, which was perhaps one of the reasons journalists had flocked to it. Sure, a blog could technically be read by anybody with a web browser, but in practice, finding that readership was hard. That's why blogs operated first as social networks, through mechanisms such as blog roles and linkbacks.
Twitter was the evolution of IRC.
You have to define IRC.
Internet Relay Channel.
Chat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I worked at anybody who worked in tech support in, you know, the early 2000s, they know what IRC is. It's been replaced in enterprises by things like Slack, for example, these chat applications. So you can communicate with teams and across the enterprise. Mm-hmm. And with the COVID forcing everybody to work from home, things like Slack got a whole lot more popular than
they were terrible,
previously.
They're terrible, by the way. Slack is awful.
It's useful a commercial tool. In a corporate environment.
Yeah, but it's all centrally managed.
It is.
You have to pay for it.
You do.
Oh, God. It's bad.
There is a free version, but if you want any
limited,
use out of it,
really
limited.
It's
very limited.
But no, I disagree with you because Twitter isn't like a chat room in any way, shape, or form because.
Well, when it first came out, it was.
There was no.
The article you just read even said it was like a giant chat room.
Well, I get the point that, yeah, if you look at it as one big chat room, okay, yeah. I could see that. But IRC service had channels. So you can't really say that Twitter was any kind of advancement over IRC. If anything, it was a devolution.
Made it bigger.
But that's a problem, right? Because then there's too much noise to find the signal. Whereas at least with IRC, you could connect to a channel that you wanted to talk. If they're talking about, you know, I don't know, Magic the Gathering or tech stuff or whatever the, you know, particular programming of that channel was, you would go in there and find people that had that similar interest. There's nothing like that on Twitter. There's just people posting the things that they want to post. There's no segment.
Well, now they kind of have threads where you can comment under a post and just keep that thread going, but that's not really...
And Twitter added algorithms, right? Yes, and so that's why I get the bikini fish girls, because one day I clicked on something, probably had a bikini fish girl in it, and they were like, this guy likes bikini fish girls. We should serve him more of them. And, like, I really didn't need that. What I needed was, like, more liberty content and more, you know, that kind of a thing. But for whatever reason, it was the only thing the algorithm could, like, latch on
to. Well, the algorithm doesn't want you to have more liberty content. I think the way the algorithms are set now is not just what you're clicking on, what you want to see. It's also what they want you to see.
Right.
The true evolution of IRC is Matrix. Matrix is a newer version of basically IRC. Essentially does whatever IRC did and adds media sharing abilities, right? So if you want to upload a clip, audio clip with your phone's element client that you're using, the Matrix, you can record a message and it goes off. You couldn't do that with IRC.
We could say the same about Mastodon, I guess, too. Right?
Mastodon's not a chat server.
No, but
Mastodon's
it does
more like a Twitter clone.
Right, but it does facilitate server instances.
There's that. They're
and
both
so
federated.
They are That's federated, true. But, like, you can block whoever you want, and they can block you, too. And
sure.
Like, you have to kind of know your audience to get involved with the right servers and that kind of a thing.
But as far as doing what IRC did, having a bunch of different servers interconnected, because that was federated way back in the day, by the way.
Yeah.
Mastodon does exactly that, but it adds in the ability to upload a picture or upload video. It's really the only change.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.